Hiya there, Gerald. You're all right, sir.
Yeah.
So, in regards to yourself, let me just have a look here for you. As you were saying earlier, so your first memories have been taken away from mum, of course. I can't imagine you was emotional, you was overwhelmed, you didn't know what was going on, and you are being upset because you have been taken away from all that you know. You
yeah.
then said at the age of 10 you was placed in Clevedon Dry Children's Home.
Yep, that's
for
great.
Around 6 months. For around 6 months. For around 6 months. And what was it like when you was here, sorry?
Say that again?
What was it like when you was at Clevedon Dry Children's Home?
Clevedon was actually all right. It was the residential schools that was the problem.
And he felt okay here? He was just missing home, really?
Yeah, just missing home, yeah.
He was only here for 6 months and was then taken to, if I am correct, you said the next place of care you was placed in was Ailsa Children's Home in Highland for 3 years?
Yep.
Perfect. And what was it like when you was placed in here, darling?
Ailsa was all right. Ailsa wasn't too bad. Ailsa was all right.
You were placed. Would you say you were just kind of left alone with your own thoughts around
yeah,
these two places?
Yeah. I was basically alone. I felt alone.
And then, if I do remember correctly, you did say earlier you was in Ailsa Children's Home for around 3 years. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Was there ever physical to you while she was here, the staff members?
Yeah. Yeah, I got restrained a lot, so I did.
And can I ask you, while she was in Ailsa as well, was there any impacts of any other children? Was you ever have to get into any fights with any other children or anything, or was it not as bad in
yeah.
this kind of area?
I did. It was wild in Ailsa, so it was other children's wise, a lot of bullies.
And would you ever be locked away here or locked in your dorm, or would you ever be kept away from any?
Yeah, I'd be locked in my room, yeah.
So at around about, if I am correct, at around about the age of 13 and a half, turning 14, you were then placed into care law. Is that correct, darling?
Yep. Yeah, that's correct.
So let me just get here. After 3 years. I was placed in care home in Stevenson, where I stayed for a year. And I do believe that I know what you're possibly going to go into here. Is that where the proper abuse started while she was in the care home?
Yeah. Thank you, well, yeah.
Can I ask you, while she was here, darling, what memories have you got of being in care law?
Basically, I get my jaw broke. The first day I was in, from Britain, naked in front of women's staff.
So the first day you arrived, you was stripped naked.
Yeah, my jaw was broke.
And was that on the first day as well, your jaw got broken?
Yeah, not the first day, because of him stripped.
That was staff. And was it by a staff member that broke your jaw?
Yeah, by a staff member. Stuart Nixon, his name is.
Stuart Nixon?
Uh-huh.
And did you get taken to hospital or anything because of this?
Nope. Never took me to hospital. My jaw's still fucked in there, so it's because of it.
So sorry to hear that.
No. That's it fucking worse, isn't it?
On the first day, I'm so sorry that you've had to deal with that. Can I ask you, in here, would they ever be physical towards you as well? Obviously, I understand that if it can hit you like that on the first day, they would have been physical throughout your time here.
I was part of the numerous times, but one that stands out to mind is I had a couch bed in my bedroom. They folded me up in the couch bed and they used everything that was lying about the room. It hit me over the head with it. It broke the bed, and when I got up to go to the toilet through the night, the pointy bit of the bed stuck into my leg and ripped a bit of the muscle out my leg. They never took me to hospital for that either. They just pushed it back in and glued it with super glue.
Can I ask you, was they ever sexually assaultive to you here, darling, in any way, shape or form?
No.
Did they ever try and assist you to the showers or anything like that, or say they had to wash you or watch you while she was in the showers or the bath?
When I was in Aylesbury, they used to wash me in the bath.
Would you see them be abusive to any of the other children here, mentally, physically, or sexually at all?
Yeah. Mentally and physically, mentally and sexually. One of the staff, Matt Neal, used to take us to his house.
He used to take you to his house?
Yeah. He ended up, he said 2 5-year jail sentences for it. He never touched me.
Can I ask you, was you constantly locked away in your room? Would they leave you in any halls at night time in the dark or anything like that? Or would they keep your clothes away from you or take your property?
Say that again.
Did they ever keep you locked away from anybody, or did they keep you secluded and stop any family visits?
Yeah, I locked away every night in the cellar, and depending on the affairs and my behaviour, depending whether I go out home or leave at the weekend, so I would run away. Yeah, all was pure monsters to us, sorry about that. They shouldn't have been opened at all.
I've had so many bad, horrible, horrific stories from these places, especially the last two places you've made me aware of, being the Kibble Kellar and also St. John's.
I don't feel all sorry about
that. Bless you. Never give me innocence.
Well, I found my driving license, by the way.
Perfect. If you could just take a picture of that for me and send it over to me on WhatsApp where I have sent you a message, that is perfect.
That's that scene.
Thank you for that. After a year, around the age of 14, 15, you was then placed into the kibble in Paisley for around 1.5 year. Is that correct, Alex? And what memories have you got from here, Dally?
The kibble was actually all right. I've nothing more bad to say. They got me my mechanics degree in it, so they're actually all right, that, the kibble. They don't care what should have been.
You settled in after a while.
Uh-huh.
After I was glad to be away.
Yep.
From the previous place. He was here for a year and a half. And then, if I am correct, after the kibble, you then said you went on the run and ended up in St. John's.
Yeah,
is that correct, Alan?
I ended up in St. John's for a month. And then they had a meeting behind my back, and they were trying to put me back into care law, but the secure unit part of care law, and that's 10 times worse than the residential school. So when I was in the car on the way down, I told them I was going to pull the handbrake up and crash the car if they didn't let us out, and I managed to get out and I went on the run. And then they held their children's panel, and that's when I got released to my mum.
To care law. And was it all right when you was at St. John's, or was there any abuse when you got there for the month, darling?
No, St. John's was all right.
You just wanted away from there. She did not want to go back to Carlow. Uh-huh. And can I ask you, over time, how have you been impacted by this? Of course, I can even just speaking to you now, I'd understand that you are quite a shell of a person and within yourself. Have you been struggling with things like PTSD, anxiety and depression?
Yeah. My mental health's all time low. I went to see a psychiatric nurse about a month ago, and they said that basically all boils down to when I was in care. I've had a lot of drama in my life.
So sorry to hear that. So in regards to yourself, I understand that you have obviously had the worst time of your life within these places, and I can reassure you we will do our very best to get you the justice that you deserve. This should never ever have happened to you whatsoever whilst you was within these places. So I'm going to reassure you now that everything you have explained to me, I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to emphasise how that has impacted you then and how it also has also impacted you now. Now, your case will be submitted off as soon as this conversation is done with on this phone. I will get your case put onto the portal. You will get an email in a few weeks from Scottish Redress, just giving the reference number to let you know the claims have been put into place. But please just be very, very strict with your password if anybody calls you, because, of course, if you accept that upfront settlement, you will not be entitled to anything higher than what you qualify for. And we will make sure we do our very best to get you what you are qualified for. Now, if there's any questions you've got, you bob me a message over on WhatsApp at any time. But I do appreciate the conversation you've had with me today, and I will make sure to go and do my very best now and get this case submitted off for you, darling, okay?
Okay, thanks very much. Thank you, Ali.
No problem whatsoever. If there's anything you need whatsoever, you bob me a message over on WhatsApp, even if it's just to have a quick chat and get things off your chest. All right, darling?
Okay, thanks very much.
No problem, darling. Have a lovely week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Cheers, bye-bye.